Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Previously on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
Can we get out the back? You know this cave better than anyone.
Oh, Snowball's asleep, Darcy.
Snowball, how can you put up with that?
Thanks for coming, everybody. Remember to rate and review our party. Tell other scorpions and dogs about it.
They're coming back, aren't they?
I transform into a giant mole right in front of everyone.
Why would you do me the honor of standing with me in the entrance? We can at least buy them some time.
We're going to go out with a magical bazooka in our hands.
Do you need help, Defender?
Just try to call up my mystical weapon.
Black metal plate armor clanks down all over Glatt's body.
So I'm just gonna do what I usually do, and we'll see if it makes the problem go away and pull down on this thing.
The explosion shoots you backwards as the cave begins to collapse all around you.
I think I called them, I say in my head to Snowball.
You did. And I answer.
And Snowball bows his head to you.
Did I save us?
We return to the cave. Time is still frozen, and the light of Loxan emits blindly from every nook and cranny of the cave. Outside, Egerton is half crouched as if he's running, like maybe he's part dog, part rhinoceri. Inside, we see a range of animals gathered around Darcy, who is clutching her necklace. And she has just seen the location of the second key. As time rushes forward and the light diminishes and Loxan is gone.
I think I just saw something important.
For the battle?
No, something else. I think where the second key is.
The second key, says the hedgehogs. Of what?
The key that Moira talked about. Don't you know? Do you guys know about the key?
There's a lot of confused muttering of the gathered magical animals.
Right. You guys don't know about the key. What am I saying? And I guess Splats...
Is it Moira or Moira?
I think it's Moira.
Oh, Moira.
There's more of Ra.
Okay, that sounds right.
More of Ra, yeah.
Blatt, Egerton, are any of you here?
I think I can faintly hear something, but I'm incapable of movement.
Where are you?
Well, I heard a loud noise after I fired the bazooka, and now I can't get up.
So you made another poor decision and now you're paying for it.
I've had to scratch my nose for quite some time now. I am unable to reach it.
Okay, just give me a minute. And I turn to the group of rabbits in front of me and I say, Listen. Yeah, you gotta find Blatt. He's probably under some rubble somewhere. If you could just dig through. Yeah, oh, I think over. Yes, in that direction. I think in that direction.
No, 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 no.
Go to it.
So the rabbits begin scurrying around and trying to dig. The hedgehogs join in and they start tunneling towards Blatt.
Okay, now you might feel a little bit of scratching against your skin, Blatt. It's fine. We're going to have you out soon.
It's all right. My skin is not exposed. I have some sort of magical metal suit on.
Oh, well, okay. That should be good then.
I am unable to see anything, and the nose scratching has reached a new level of irritability. Oh, this is my personal hell.
And the rabbits come running back, and they're like cheering at you. They're a little confused.
What's wrong? You don't know where he is? Well, you don't have to dig him out of the armor. You just have to dig him out of the rubble.
And they scurry off.
They're coming back.
I'm not sure who you're talking about, but I will appreciate any assistance I can get.
And your visor flips up, and a furry bunny leaps into your helmet.
Oh, my sweet locks in my face! My face! Oh, no. No, that's good. No, that's... No, a little up. A little up. Now, with the claw. Like, oh, that's the spot. Oh, good. Okay, now you're in my eye. You're literally sitting in my eye. Like, just off my eye. That's my other eye. Okay, maybe off the head completely now. I love you, too. Thank you.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Carter Siddle, Marisa King, and Michael Howie. Episode 55, Out of Order.
Okay, are you free? Get up!
So, Blatt, you attempt to try and... There's a little bit of space around your head. You attempt to move, and you hear a shifting of rocks, and now you're pinned even more under all the weight. And the rabbits come running back.
Okay, so it's a structural problem, is what you're saying.
And they keep trying to lead you towards the hole that the hedgehogs have dug.
Okay, all right. I'm coming. Okay.
And then they lead you to just a helmet. You just see a helmet sitting there. Just really buried in
Where
rock.
Did you get this helmet?
I said the B word, and this is what happens now, because I'm a minion of darkness itself.
Oh, brother.
But the good news is I am now able to sit up.
Okay. Well, can you do more than that?
Well, let's see. Nope.
Well, what are we going to do? We have to get you out of here.
Well, a lot's changed since the rumbling happened. Apparently, you've now made friends with rabbits and hedgehogs. Is that an antelope that I see over there? And, oh, my heavens, how did a sturgeon get up here? That's just strange.
That's a puzzle to me as well. I'm not sure.
Oh, Lord. So, I don't know. I've got a magic suit on, so I'm in no immediate danger. I'm sure I want to eat or drink something eventually, but that will create a future problem as I am stuck in this suit, if you know what I'm saying.
You have got to stop pledging your allegiance to evil goddesses.
Well, it's the only way to move these little adventures of ours forward, isn't it?
Yes, we're really moving forward right now.
Oh, you think we'd be in a better situation if Egerton would, for instance, pledge himself to evil once in a while?
Where is Egerton?
Oh, sure, I can answer that question. I'm buried under a ton of rock.
Egerton!
We cut to outside. Ayrton, you are running out of breath. The other golden retrievers have leaped over a large log and are sniffing around trying to find the trail.
Okay, I don't smell what they smell. I don't know what to do about that. But
and above you notice the flying scorpion-sized scorpions are buzzing louder, and they're starting to pull together into one giant mass that blots out the sun.
Oh, that's probably not good. I don't know what it is, but I don't think it's good. Okay. Golden retriever, rhinoceri, brethren. We must. Oh. Yes, we. Okay. Yes. Okay. Tickles. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we have to form up and get back to the cave because the cave. Because look up. No up. Look. Okay. So you take your eyes and you go up. It's under my chin. Okay, but look, and I kind of look up. Yeah. See, that's bad. I don't know what that is, but it's not good. So if we can get everyone together, and then we'll all run up the hill, because we're all dog rhinoceros.
Run. Yeah. And they all take off running in random directions.
Okay. Oh, well, I guess I'll just start walking.
Cut back to the cave, and you feel a bump from and a whoosh of hot air from Snowball.
Oh, yes?
I could try to pull him out.
That would be great.
He is pretty in there. There's a chance that only half of him could come out. You know, you bipedals are very breakable.
This is true. Maybe you could just be very careful.
Well,
what are we talking about?
Nothing. Certainly not your impending dismemberment.
What? I've only got my head exposed. This isn't a plan about yanking, is it?
No.
It's just my head. Please do not yank my head.
We're not going to yank you by the head. Should we yank him by the head?
Well, he is in some kind of metal thing.
But within the metal thing, he's still pretty squishy and fragile.
Yeah.
Okay, can we...
one of those peanuts that's in the hard shell? Well, you think, I'll never be able to crack that. And then you do, and you're like, that felt good.
That's not a pleasant image right now.
Oh, sorry.
Let's not mention peanut in front of Black.
Okay. I heard something about feeling good. Have we got a plan?
You just sit still for a minute. Okay, can we just take the rocks off one by one and try and get them out that way?
The whole cave has collapsed.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wait. Maybe some of your friends can dig him out.
Well, we've tried digging him out.
Oh, but I mean the bigger friends back there.
Oh.
And you turn and there are just coming into the cave are loping on all fours and then standing up quite tall are what appear to be a group of werewolves or something like that.
Oh, wow. Hello. Welcome.
And then they are shoved aside by five angry-looking porcupine were people.
Luxon, there's other ones like me?
And they all sniff at the air and then they're all sort of staring at you.
This is incredible. I don't have time for revelations. Okay, listen, my friends, we have to try and get the helmeted individual over there out from his ordeal. Can anyone help without harming or dismembering the individual in the steel or the metal?
There goes all the fun out of it.
Okay, all right, well, you know, this is important. He's a friend of mine.
And the hedgehogs sort of give a haughty look to the werewolves who all back down, and they race into the hole, start just dust and dirt flying out of it.
How's it going, Blatt?
Well, I'm fairly petrified. I don't know who any of these very large individuals are, but it seems to be getting the... Yep, my shoulders are free now. Okay. Oh, my Lord, you're so large. All right. Thank you for the assistance. Please do not eat me when I'm finally freed.
Okay. Well, Snowball, I think that's going well. Has anyone seen Reginald?
Yeah, he's at the front of the cave.
Fighting all the scorpions by himself?
No, the scorpions seem to be... I don't know. I haven't seen any.
Well... But that's strange. I better go check this out.
Should I come with you or stay with the peanut?
No, you can come with me just in case we find something that's not good at the front of the cave.
Okay.
Let's go.
And coming back to Egerton.
Okay, so that's, well, that was about 15 meters. But I'm on my way. This is very steep.
Egerton.
What?
You don't see anything.
What was that?
Look up.
Wait, is that my stomach talking to me? I know I snacked. Maybe it's not sitting right?
Here.
Well, I know I'm above you, stomach, so, I mean, you're looking up to me, and that's gonna be
the
weird,
sky.
But the sky. No, well, I guess my brain is the sky, or is my brain like a world above the sky to my stomach? I don't understand.
Really?
What?
Up here.
And you see a face. All the scorpions have gone incorporeal, like a smoke, a haze, and you see a giant face in the sky that's blotting out the sun.
Hi! I'm Egerton.
Yes. It's time for you to make the choice.
What choice?
The final choice.
Oh, the final choice. Is it the final choice now? Ba-ba-da-da. No? What are we doing?
Ba-da-da-da.
Yeah, you get it.
It's it. You must decide. This is your chance to give your fae a future through time.
Through time?
Forever.
But how?
Simply come to us.
It seems like you might have an easier time coming to me because you're all floating. I can fly
and
sometimes.
And suddenly the giant face is all around you. It just roars down to the ground, covering the ground.
That's a lot. There's a lot of face. Hi, face.
Hi.
So how's it going?
Make your choice. The Fae. Free for all time.
That's nice.
Or? Choose your friends.
My friends. But my friends, some of them are Fae.
The ones in the cave.
There's Fae in the cave? Hello?
Can't believe I'm having this conversation as the most powerful creature
You're the most powerful creature in the world? That's... I've met so many powerful creatures now, and you know what? I'm staying in touch with as many of them as I can. So if I can get your address, I've got this notebook here... And I'm going to write it down. And so your most powerful being faces Smokey.
The Shatter.
What?
The Devourer.
Wait, no, I'm... Wait,
time.
Can we... No, hold... Did you say Shattering?
Will you come with us, Key?
Key? What, I'm the Key? I am the Key. Oh, no. You know I'm the Key?
Everyone.
What do you mean everyone knows? I just found out I'm the Key. How could everybody know I'm the Key?
It was pretty obvious.
What do you mean it was obvious? I have got like this tea mole that's been on my shoulder all this whole time. That's supposed to be the obvious thing?
It's like those vids. Sometimes you can just see it and in 5 minutes you know.
Well, I mean, I actually used to help produce some of those. Back in Balgamar, and I think maybe you and I could work together. I can get, we'll get a nice presentation going.
You are choosing to work with us.
Hey, sneaky.
You
sneaky
said
faces.
Work together.
Yes, I didn't say on whatever, I said on the presentation regarding it.
The presentation of the end of all time.
No, this is like the 5 minute elevator pitch.
For what?
I don't. You're the one who's got the big idea. I help people with ideas communicate them. So when I was in Balgamar and there was an extremely devastating explosion, it was my job to position it as a positive thing. So, I got to be honest. I'm not comfortable calling you the Shattering. Is there another?
Like, you had a chance to save your people.
What people?
The Fae.
The Fae that are in the cave.
All Fae.
All Fae are in the cave? I don't think they're gonna fit in there.
And the Shattering rushes back up to the sky and begins to expand out and taking over the entire sky. And the light fades. Darcy, as you're walking towards a cave, you see Reginald, and then suddenly it gets dimmer and dimmer. Reginald is no longer, he was clearly there, and the light is going out outside.
What's going on? How long was I in that trance? Is it already night?
Snowball nudges you.
What are you speaking of? What trance?
You know, back there, when everything kind of went blank for me for a while.
You were a little slow to save your friend in the suit, but I don't know of any trance. You made the call, and the call was answered.
So for you, it was like instantaneous? All those animals arrived?
I understand. What did you see?
I saw what I think is the next key. I don't know if you know about keys. Do you know about keys?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I'm sorry.
What? Why are you sorry?
For what I did. I acted. I delivered you here, remember?
Oh, yeah, everything's a little blurry now, I have to admit.
I acted out of my anger and my fear. And I made the wrong choice. And I did many things I'm not happy with.
Yo, listen, I've done plenty of things I'm not happy with, so let's just call it even. You helped me find my wild. That's gotta be a gift of some sort, right?
Yeah. But all they wanted was that little one, surprisingly. They kept calling him the key.
Which, oh, you mean Egerton?
Yeah.
So they, wait a minute, where is Egerton?
And you reach the front of the cave. Reginald is there.
Reginald, why is it suddenly so dark?
I don't know. The cloud all came around Egerton out there like a fog along the land. And
Egerton's out there?
Yeah, you can't see him easily now, but he is somewhere down the face there. But now it has taken over the sky.
Oh.
It was a face that was speaking.
Great. Okay, just a minute. Rawr! Rawr! And I call the large eagles over to me.
And you hear their wings answering as they all begin to bank.
And in eagle speak, I ask them to find the little fae out in the distance who may or may not think he's a golden retriever rhinoceros.
Ah!
They're a little confused.
Ah! Ah! Go!
And they take off.
Okay, hopefully they're going to find Egerton still intact because it is not good that a big face approached him.
You start to feel a change, like it feels like an air pressure change that might happen at the change of like a cold front coming in, but it's pretty sudden. And it's almost like a reverse wind. And the blackness is getting somehow blacker way up in the sky.
Do you feel that, Snowball?
Yes.
What does that mean?
It is not good.
Well, yes, but what does it actually mean?
I don't know. Something has opened.
Opened? That can't be good.
No.
Blat, are you up yet?
Well, I would like to have both of my legs. almost there. The antelope is helping for some reason. I think these large beings have it. Yes, thank you. Well in hand. I'm not sure your assistance is needed. There we go. And I'm free. Oh, I walked into the wall. The dome thing is still over my eyes. When does this thing disappear eventually? Does it disappear? Am I now just a blind centurion for the rest of my days? Oh, okay, now I see. I've got the outlined no skin thing happening again, so I can still sort of see. And, I almost fell out of the cave. Okay, here we are.
He's sort of shouting, and he's right next to you.
I'm here, and I am participating in what is presently happening.
Okay, just stop. You're about to walk off the edge of the cave.
Oh,
stop
Lord.
There.
In your visor, you see the sky, and it's like looks like this giant, like a drain in a sink, like a swirling, and it's all being lit up in red lines in your viewfinder.
And now this thing's busted because what I'm seeing can't possibly be happening. All I see is a big swirly thing in the sky. Mm. I used to have squares.
No, I see the swirly thing too.
Oh my Lord, we're in trouble. There's a big swirly thing in the sky?
Yes, this is why I wanted you to get out of the rubble.
I think I prefer to be back in the rubble. Can I be reburied in the rubble, please?
We have no...
And then you feel like... teeth sink into the metal of your suit and they start to drag you back towards
the rubble. Oh, well, looks like I'm off.
As I talk to them and they're like... Okay, listen, they're going to leave you alone.
Let me get this straight. So this entire time, we could have had friendly animal helpers at our beck and call doing whatever we wanted or needed, but you've decided now, at the brink of us getting sucked into the swirly sky, to make that happen.
Yes, Blatt, I decided now. I had this power this whole time and just decided to keep it secret from you because I thought this would be such a great reveal.
That's a stupid thing to do, and I don't know what you just said, but it was probably offensive.
I have not had this power. It has just come to me, and we now need to take advantage of it.
Egerton, you, what are you doing?
I am trying to have a conversation with the eagles who are carrying me. Okay, so I understand...
Ah!
No, it's fine. It's just I understand that you said Darcy sent you, but I don't know how you can carry me because I'm part rhinoceros.
One of them pecks you in the
side. Ow! Go! Fine. You know what? You're not very aerodynamic either.
And suddenly... It's as if Egerton was dropped at high speed from not too high right into the entrance and bowls right into... everyone roll 2d6.
Ooh, I got 9.
You don't have to roll.
I don't have to roll?
Right. You're bowling.
You are the bowling ball.
The mm-hmm. bowl E, not the bowler.
I have a 6.
Plus dex.
I have a 7.
I'm sure mine would only be a 7.
Plus dex, it would be a 9.
Okay, and somehow this flying Egerton bowling ball manages to take out both Darcy and Blatt.
So a funny thing happened a little while ago.
Where have you been?
Well, there was this face, and then the face came down, and then we started working on a presentation.
What do you mean a presentation? Do you mean you went over to their side?
No. I just said I would help out with the presentation.
You
an elevator
help
pitch.
The shattering?
Okay, I didn't know it was the shattering originally. First, it was just this big mess of faces and stuff, and then they mentioned they were the shattering, but really didn't want to go back to it when I inquired about it. Then they started talking about joining their side, and I was trying to inquire about what that means, and they really didn't explain it. And I said, look, I'll help you build a presentation. They said, you'll help them. I said, yes, with the presentation.
Oh, thank Loxen. There's no way that they accepted him. If he just talked on like this, he probably drove the shattering crazy.
I'm worried that he actually agreed to something, but he was talking so much he didn't actually know what he was agreeing to.
Egerton, do you not know you're a key?
Well, they knew that. The big faces knew that I was a key.
Egerton, it's like a reverse wind now, and you see Egerton is slowly sliding away from you.
Why are you guys?
Exit.
Why are you walking backwards?
Grab Snowball. What?
No,
grab him.
Grab Snowball.
Snowball.
Okay.
Grab Egerton.
Snowball grabs.
Just hold on to him.
I got him.
The shattering's trying to suck him up
into
that
Snowball,
void.
I got you.
Don't you see?
They're probably going to suck all of us up into the void.
Brad, can you raise your visor? I'm so sick of talking into this metal form.
You know how before you didn't have control over the animals and the local fauna? Well, I presently do not have control over this thing that's attached to my head.
He touches it with his finger and it lifts.
That's much better,
oh,
thank you.
Oh, right. I didn't know it did that. Okay, this is new.
I'm starting to pull Snowball with me.
Oh, okay. Hey, fellow creatures, please hold on to the big dragon.
Hold on to me, not just the dragon.
The dragon's holding on to you. We have to hold on to the dragon.
I've got the dragon, so someone needs to hold on to me so I don't let the dragon go.
I am so confused.
Snowball just shakes their head. They have, basically one giant claw wrapped around Egerton, but he's wrapped around the claw tip. I'm holding the claw tip.
Because I'm holding Snowball back from being sucked out of the cave.
Well, okay, then hold on to the fairy. Just, you critters can see what needs to happen.
Everyone's very confused, just looking at you.
I've just taken on this role. I'm not very good at it just yet. But what we need to do is keep the little fae from going up into that big funnel.
They all nod.
Okay. So just hold on to whatever you need to hold on to.
Okay, I heard someone say something about funnel
and
cake.
And you are grabbed by five different claws, hands, hooves, and they are dragging Egerton back towards the back
okay,
of the
cage. Okay, I don't need claws. No teeth. Teeth aren't necessary.
Okay, now, bears...
You may have to bury him.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to... Bears, just put some rocks on his clothes.
What? No,
just,
ow!
Yeah, there we go. Will help.
It's getting... It's like a really strong, almost like hurricane-level winds outside the cave, and Reginald is even having trouble.
I think we need to get to the back of the cave, or...
Well, let's do that. I don't have all the answers, everyone. Could people help? Well, Egerton can.
I'm pinned to the ground with rocks, and someone needs to tell me why that's okay.
So one of the hedgehogs is trying to put a rock in your mouth? It doesn't seem to be working.
Okay, all right. And I beckon over some of the were-kangaroos. Okay, you're good. In your pouch. In your pouch.
Okay. One of them runs over and you're picked up in the air. The rocks are thrown aside. Whoa. And you are suddenly in a dark but nicely warm place.
Oh, this is cozy.
And then I tell the were-kangaroo to hop to as quickly as possible the back of the cave.
Yep, they do.
Okay, all right, so we have to get out of here because I don't think that hurricane wind is going to slow down. Who has teleportation? That would really help right now. Anyone?
Well, I sort of do.
Yes, Limbo. We might need to go to Limbo, Blatt. But all of us have to come.
There's a lot of us here. And... remember the last time we did this, we just kept bouncing around different dimensions that didn't actually wind up where we wanted to go until much, much, much later.
I feel like if we stay here, we're only going to one dimension, and it's called death.
You hear the sound of rocks coming off the front of the mountain and being sucked up into the air.
Oh, that's really not good.
All right, wherever we wind up, let's hope there's a petting zoo.
Hey everyone, it's Eli here with this week's announcements. I know I keep saying this, but it only gets weirder from here. Hope you're enjoying this week's episode, and I wanted to finally get back to our Patreon shout-outs and welcome some of our newest patrons, but first go back into our listings and thank some of the folks that have been with us for years in some cases. So big thank you to longtime supporters Rita Chen, beg your pardon if I'm mispronouncing this or any of these, Joshua Puchferan, I'm not sure, Rhea Howard, yay, thank you, Rhea, Albertina Sparhut, Johanna Veth, Katrina O, and Sabina S. Thank you all so much for sticking with us, and a welcome to our newest patrons. Some of you have been with us for a few months now, but we're behind, you see. Dmitry Hritsev, hope I'm remotely in the right region. Olga Lund, Lisa Kolkun, B. Chow, and Jeffrey Breisch. Thanks all so much. And nothing big to announce except that we're back in the studio today and having a blast. And I'm just squeezing this in between episodes. Thank you all. And we will see you again next episode.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
So let's just go over the facts, okay? At the beginning of yesterday, we recorded a previous mid-roll, but then
a previous mid-roll? Like a mid-roll previous to yesterday
morning? A mid-roll for a previous episode.
Oh,
but then in the afternoon, we recorded a mid-roll, if you remember the scene, that really should never have happened about... that some people will not have heard yet because it's in the future. See, that's the mid-roll we can't use because it's from that episode.
Well, wait. If you've mentioned what happened, though, doesn't that mean we can't use this mid-roll for this episode?
Look, I don't know, guys. I'm just trying to figure this out, right?
Okay, well, let me get the whiteboard out. We got to do some Doc Brown time math
here. I'm
pretty
sure if we say, hey, there's some spoiler warnings, we can use it.
Don't we have to say that at the beginning of this mid-roll?
Okay, so I'm going
to
record something right...
spoil something and then say afterwards, oh, by the way, I just said something.
Okay, here, wait.
So this is a mid-roll for the mid-roll to replace the mid-roll, right?
How about this? How about I just do this? Eli, we're going to record something right now that you're going to put at the beginning.
Oh, okay. So, like, right now, as we're recording, we are in the present.
Yes.
We are going to do something in the future, which is about to be the present, which will then be digitally inserted into the past, which was the present at that time.
Yes.
I still don't get it.
Marisa, am I making any sense here? Like,
I think mid-roll's a funny word.
I mean, this is why I brought the fairy cakes, though, to help all of us really dive into it.
Mid-roll.
Mid-roll.
See?
That is
See?
A funny word.
Mid-roll.
Mid-roll.
I mean, you wanted to give everyone muffins.
Mid-roll.
You said bran muffins. They're healthy, and they help you poop. And I said, you know what? Let's try something a little different. Oh, I forgot to tell you, actually. So I'm going to bring fairy cakes to replace the muffins.
Okay, well, then you need to say at the beginning, we've all eaten the muffins.
Like midriff, but without the if.
Okay, but seriously.
But it's droll, which makes it funny.
Yeah. But it's mid.
You know you're a pink flamingo.
This is why we need people to go to Patreon, though, because this is what we end up doing. They have to come on the Discord and give us good ideas, or else we end up talking about the fact that we're going to record it and try and shove a little improv plot twist in at the end that doesn't make sense, then spend the entire time doing exposition to explain the thing that didn't make sense, and now I just want to go home and sleep.
No, I think only you do that.
Otherbothers.com or patreon.com/AlbusAlex.
Everybody grab on to everybody else. So I need to roll 2d6 for limbo jump. On a 10 plus, we'll go somewhere safe. On a 7 to 9, we'll go who knows where.
Oh.
5.
Ooh.
So the storm is getting louder. All the werefolk and animals are holding on to each other, and everyone's just staring at Platt.
Okay, everyone's looking at me, and I'm not sure I can do it if everyone is looking at me. You are being very judgmental for a chipmunk. It's been a while since I've had to do this. Hey, and since the last time we did it, it messed up so badly, I haven't done it since. Okay, I'm not sure what to do now because I just did the thing that I used to do before. I thought really hard and nothing happened.
Everyone's just standing at the back of the cave. And out of the kangaroo pouch, you hear...
Could someone please open that pouch in the front of that mammal?
You know, I mean, it's really cozy. There's some chamomile in there.
There's some chamomile in there?
Yeah, I think whomever was here last left it behind. This is sort of like, you know when you go to an inn and someone left behind the magazine they were reading for the next person who's going to come and stay in the room? I think it's kind of like that, but with tea.
I'm learning some crazy things about kangaroos at the moment.
I know, it's surprising. Okay, so did you remember to look, though, for the loo lines?
The loo lines.
Yeah, so remember, because the face stones are all interconnected, and I think that might be how you get to limbo. Because all I have to do is think about where I want to go, and then pop.
Welcome to Kerbal Burger. Can I take your order?
Okay, so all you need to... Wait. No, wait. Hold on. This is not a cave.
Welcome to for the Kerbal Burger. Please drive up. Can I take your order?
I could really use, like, I don't know, maybe
hey,
some...
Hey, buddy, you want to order what?
Sorry. Yeah, I could get back to the cave, please?
We have no cave this week. Welcome to the Kerbal Burger. Can I take your order? The cave special is over. Please order something from our children's menu. Please drive up.
Okay, children's... I'm sorry, okay? You don't need to just keep ringing your keys at me like that. It's very rude.
Hey, that's my dog, dude.
Okay, well,
yeah, you messing with my dog?
I'm not
messing
with
your dog. Why don't you
just
place your order?
I'm trying to place my order, but they don't have what I want.
Hey, you should be. Why are you in a car? What are you doing and walking in the line?
Well, because you see, I was a rhinoceros before, and then I was also a golden retriever.
God, buddy.
And now I just need to get back to the cave. And excuse me. Knock, knock, knock. Sir? What magic was that?
Dude, what is your problem? All right, that's it. I'm pulling forward.
Okay. Well, I just wish I was back in the cave.
Welcome to Kerbal Burger. Can I take your order, please?
Yeah, two Kerbal Burgers.
Two Kerbal Burgers.
Extra loaded fries.
Extra loaded fries.
Two snortles.
Two snortles. Add extra large snortles.
Yeah. Mega size.
For an extra large snortle.
Yeah, well, mega. Mega size.
Mega size, 50 cents. Mega size.
Yeah, what, 50 cents. So, yeah, okay. That's it.
Kerbal Burger and snortles and loaded fries. Yeah, please drive up.
Freak.
I said I wished I was back where I was in the cave.
And with a pop, Egerton returns and he's on top of Blatt's shoulders.
Wah! Okay. It's fine, everything's fine, but nobody try and order the cave. That special is over.
And there is a ripping sound as the front of the cave starts to literally be sucked up like a giant Hoover into the sky.
So this is it. We're all just gonna die. You can't go to limbo. You can't take us with you wherever you go. We're all just gonna die.
I don't know if I've never tried.
Maybe you should
try. I mean, you know, like Perry used to take me places.
Well, wait, then you can take us places. Just channel all your... He can't take us? I don't know what you're saying. I'm still learning the languages.
I think perhaps everyone here is willing to try rather than get sucked up into inky blackness.
Wow, Blatt, that's really good. You seem to be in tune with the animals.
I just think the most living things want to avoid death, if at all possible.
Okay, I'm going to hold on to Blatt's head. Everybody else, come around and grab onto Blatt.
There's about a shuffling.
All right, now everybody think of your happy place.
And I put my hand on my pendant and say, Loxen.
All right, and 3, 2, 1.
Roll 2d6 for me.
That's a 7. Travel by face stone. Yeah. Do I get a bonus? Plus charisma. That's a +3. So that's a 10.
What safe space did you pick?
I picked the ball pits at whatever that fast food restaurant I was just at was, that I could see around the corner.
Welcome to Kerbal Burger. Please get out of the ball pit.
I'm drowning. Egerton, you didn't save us.
No,
I'm drowning.
Fine. It's fine. It's okay. Okay, everybody calm down. The porcupines. Where porcupines have balls on their back. It's fine. No, okay. Okay. Moose, you just go out the door there. Please be respectful. Okay, so everybody just stay cool. We're not in any danger anymore. Thank you.
Okay, I want to commend you on saving us, but I just got to ask a question, buddy.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you actually know what a rhinoceros is?
Well, it's one of those things that's got rhinos, right, on it, because it's covered in rhinos, and it's rhinos are us. So that's how you can tell it's a rhinoceros, because I'm a rhinoceros sometimes, and, you know, pretty clearly, because look at all the rhinos on me, so it checks out.
Just Egerton, say no, buddy.
Look behind you.
What? Oh!
That's a rhino.
It's very much. Hi! Oh my, yes. Well, maybe I was a little off base.
And it licks you.
Oh, that's nice.
And there is a tremor, and a growing tremor, and suddenly the wall explodes inward on all of you, sending play balls flying into the air as Snowball's head comes through the wall.
Oh, there you are.
We made it! Yay!
Yay.
So everyone remember that they are out of caves. All right, so here's everybody's little bit of hand sanitizer. You don't know what's been in a ball pit. Okay, Weremorph, stop trying to eat it.
Just find your buddy. So everyone find a buddy. We've all got to stay together.
So you are all in a park that was nearby to the hard-to-determine name of the fast food chain. And this is
continuing. Carver Burger. The modern city one that's sort of hard to understand is Carver Burger.
And the... Clearly, the car burger place is demolished, but you do see there's still one silhouette of one person in there at near the checkout window.
Car burger, please step up to the hole if you want to order. We still have some fries on the floor. Car burger, please step to the hole.
And there are some makeshift tents, and all the weremorphs are sort of self-organizing. They have a buddy system going, and you guys are in the center.
Well, I think that went pretty well.
Well, it was definitely better than being sucked up into the big, scary funnel, Egerton. So, yes, yeah. Good job.
So that was the shattering. And what I'm trying to figure out, if that was the start of the shattering and, like, something that I did may have progressed it, or if it was always there and then it just put on a face because I look sort of like a not rhinoceros. But I don't know. I feel like there's something going on. It also knew that I was a key. Did I say that already?
You did.
It knew I was a key?
Yes.
Because that's a lot to me. I don't know why the Shattering would know I'm a key.
I think the Shattering knows everything, which is why it's going to be so hard to win against it.
But we have been winning.
Well, have we?
Well, I mean, other than what you did at the Nexus, I think we've been doing pretty well.
Okay, you had to bring that up.
Well, look, I'm sorry. You unleashed the Shattering within the Nexus, and it destroyed it, and that led to the end of time, and it had nothing to do with me, so I
unleashed the Shattering. Yeah. You just had a 5-minute conversation with the Shattering, and that drove the Shattering so crazy, it created a huge funnel and wanted to suck everything up into it and kill everything, probably existence, because you talk too much.
I don't.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, no, Egerton. Fine.
I'm just going to go find some of those floor fries that they were talking
Listen,
about.
Listen, I
no,
there's
fine.
A lot
it's
of
fine.
Emotions
I'm
going.
Away.
Brother. Vlad, I think you're going to have to go talk to him.
I think really what's more pressing is we're going to have to find a local to talk to just to get a lay of the land. I mean, in this new dimension, wherever we are, they've probably got chipmunks, antelopes, maybe a bear. I think the dragon might be a little hard to explain.
Yeah, a little hard for me to just fit in.
We could say Snowball's a building.
Or one of those fun ride things.
Oh, fun ride! Oh, what if someone tries to ride you?
Oh, I'm not opposed necessarily to... couple rides.
I think we're getting distracted from the Shattering, Blatt. You know, it might be following us. Maybe we should focus on what we need to do next.
Right, which is to talk Egerton out of his shame spiral as he's eating french fries off the floor of a semi-demolished building.
That's like me. But it's so good.
Hey, dude, are you okay?
Well, look... Mr. Drive-Thru Man in the speaker. It's just my friends that something that was kind of mean and true.
Yeah, I understand that. Would you like to mega-size that, please?
I would like to mega-size it, yes.
That'll be 50 cents.
50 cents. Well, all I have are these fairy cakes from another dimension. And I hope it's enough to pay for some of these fries or the upsize, you know. If you want to try one, just try one. See if it, I don't know what currency is for you.
Do you know how to cook?
Actually, yes, I'm known for being a good cook.
Because we appear to have lost most of the kitchen and all of our staff.
Yeah, that I think it was when Snowball showed up. Snowball the dragon.
Yeah, the big red white thing.
Yeah, I think they may have snorted a couple up on the way out, but you know, they're probably fine.
Okay, well, you're sort of what? Right past that hole is the kitchen. If you could go in there and make three car burgers.
Well,
three car.
Oh yeah. Oh okay. Order.
Fully loaded.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get on the line here, and I'll just find where's your sugar.
Okay, I'm gonna get back to doing what I'm doing, and you're just gonna put things in those boxes.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Forward. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I got it. I'm ready to go.
Hey, Egerton.
Well, hi, Darcy.
Hey. So, are you now an employee at this place?
Well, it's just that someone has to help out locally. And, you know, not all of us are willing or able to take on leadership roles, Darcy. And it just seems that I've been recognized in this dimension as a leader. And, you know, the first thing you do as a great leader is not mock the people who are working with you and say mean things about them, and even after they just saved you and literally all of your friends' lives. But, you know, yeah, so I'm just trying to integrate myself here while I figure out what's next. And we can...
Two car burgers, well, hold yeah, the cheese.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so here, Darcy, I just need to put a couple of these things together.
So you're going to put batter on circular onion... Right now,
well, I'm just
at this point in time?
I'm just trying to help out here, and I'm just going to take a little bit of that and pour some sugar on it.
And one order of veggie chicken nuggets. Yeah,
What was that?
Call for reorder if you're going to need a reorder.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I get a reorder?
One veggie chicken.
Okay, what's a veggie?
Nuggets.
And what's a chicken?
Just put it in the box.
Okay. I'll take some of these and some of those and...
Now, I heard that you had to get one of the stickers for the children once a week, but I was wondering if it wouldn't be too big a deal to get all the previous stickers now for my little Janine. Also, is everything all right? Because most of this building has fallen down.
Was that two car burgers? Or one?
No, that would be two, but
extra
I...
stickers?
Yes, if that's at all possible. I hope I'm not asking too much.
Yeah, whatever, lady. You want to upsize that?
Yes, if you're willing to help me, I'm willing to pay extra. I'll upsize everything and make it a mega.
That's an order for two car burgers.
Two car burgers.
All the stickers you Darcy, can find. All the stickers. The
Darcy, can you go find some stickers? I got to put together this order. They're just right over there. Just grab a few.
Okay, grabbing the stickers.
Now, it seems that they want one from each series, so you've got to pull one off each row, okay? Not just the one pull.
Do you mean the yellow, blue, and purple?
Yeah, so not just like a strip of yellow, but like get them like two yellow, two orange, two purple, two red, two pink, two green, two mauve, two brown, two black, two white, two purple, two greeny, aqua, two cyan, two magenta, two yellow with 1% black, a dot gain of 18% on all of them, and if you just want to put them in a nice pile like that, and... Why are you just standing there, Darcy?
Here's a red and a blue.
Fine. Put those in the bag. We'll just get
it. Now,
bag
I just want to ask you... Oh, yeah. Here. Okay, let me help you. So what did the shattering say to you in this conversation that I'm sure was actually very two-sided and not just a monologue?
Now you want to know what the conversation was. What was that, a monologue?
No, I'm saying it wasn't a monologue. I'm sure you listened very carefully to the other side.
I'm a great listener, and I don't know why people don't think I'm a great listener.
Right.
Because
so what
all I really do is pay attention to what people have to say and try and take it in.
Look, Janine, we got the teal just like you wanted. I'm happy too.
Thank you, come again.
I will. I hope that this building gets repaired soon.
Thank you, man. Have a car burger day.
You need to learn to work with that.
Sure. So, shattering. Yuki, they want you. Did they say anything that would help us?
Sorry, if you're going to have guests and friends in the kitchen, you need to register them at the front desk.
I'm sorry, but I think the front desk was actually crushed by the porcupines.
That's a valid point.
Also, I'm wearing the stupid paper hat. Doesn't that just make me an employee?
Yeah, it checks.
Yeah. But you need to remember the hair nut, Darcy.
That's fine. Okay. Yeah. There.
Okay. But you have to take off the hat, because now the hair nut's over the hat. So take off the hair nut and the hat. Put on the hair nut, put the hat back on.
Okay, how's that? Does that look good?
I mean, like, if you look at the way I've styled mine, that's kind of what corporate wants us to go for. But anyway, so the shattering. The shattering was all like... Hey, Egerton, I hear you're the most powerful being in the universe, and I want your help. And I said, look, shattering, I don't want to end time, but if you just need help with like a school project or a presentation, I'm on board. And they said, so I can take that as assistance. And I said, yes. And then they said, and you're the key. And I said, how do you know that? And they laughed and floated up and tried sucking me into the funnel. So I don't really think anything I said or did.
Two upsized fries.
Two upsized fries and the juniors. Reorder.
Two little juniors, two upsized fries to go.
Okay, Darcy, if you can grab those bags up. Just The bags.
Here's the bags.
Okay, thank you.
So you actually said you would help the Shattering.
Well, I said I'd help with a presentation or an elevator pitch, and I'm sure the Shattering's from a time in which they understand that an elevator pitch is a really short presentation with just surface-level information.
Right, what if that's some kind of
deeper commitment.
What if the short presentation is, hey, everyone, we're ending time. Boom, done, elevator pitch, and you said you'd help with it.
I had not considered that.
No, I didn't think you had. I don't think you also considered that maybe you shouldn't be working at a fast food restaurant when we are in big trouble here.
Actually, we're told that we can't call it a restaurant because of how many percentage drive-through clients there are. That actually technically makes it under fast food for the local municipal officers, and they get real cranky. Then they call in the health inspector, and then...
Please don't say that word.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, that's where there's a big thing. You're not supposed to say the H-I words around here because everyone gets a little panicked after the last time.
And we sort of need to patch that wall when you
The wall that Snowball destroyed that no longer exists.
I need a reorder on that.
Oh, yeah. Reorder? Oh, no, I'm saying...
No, I need a reorder.
So the dragon actually destroyed... It's not like there's a hole in the wall.
Dragons don't exist. But.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right. Dragons don't exist. A rhinoceros, which does exist... made a big hole in the wall, but then actually knocked down the whole wall.
Okay, that checks.
Okay. So anyway, Darcy, if you could just, you know, help me figure out a way to get all of the people here working together to hit the 2-minute order time that, you know, marketing keeps coming up with. I don't know why it's 2 minutes. Like,
so
I timed it, and it's 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
So I'm going to take my break now.
Oh, okay.
I think you might want to use this time to make some new fairy cakes, perhaps, because you're now in a kitchen.
Well, that's what I've been giving out.
And I'm going to be right back, buddy, okay? Just stay here. I'll be right back.
All right.
And I run back over to the park, and I run up to Blatt, and I say, will you get out of that stupid metal thing and shake some sense into Egerton? I think he might have made a deal with the Shattering.
So you didn't bring back any floor fries?
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of You Frickin' Tell Me, Buddy. With your game master Sean Howard and players Michael Howie, Marisa King, and Carter Siddle. Dialogue editing by Michael Howie. Transcription by Michael Howie and Marisa King. Music and sound design by Eli Hamada McElveen. Story consultant Laura Packer. Game consultant Stephen Smith. Supporting producers Becky Arenavar and Ren. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get access to our trove of bonus material and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
What's going on? How long was I in that trance? Is it already night?
Snowdrop just nudges you.
Did you say snow job?
Snowdrop. Snowdrop.
And it's Snowball.
Snowball.
Oh, no, I think you used Snowdrop earlier.
Did
too.
I? Snowdrop.
We'll just get you to say Snowball in like 8 different inflections.
Yeah.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is routine update log number 6 for Dr. Edison Tucker concerning my research into the town of Jerusalem, Oregon, and the existence of the supernatural, paranormal, mythological, etc., etc., blah, blah, blah. Anyway, since arriving, I've definitely encountered some stuff that could be classified under weird ass. I mean, where else does putting lamb's blood on people's doorways actually work as pest control? And nobody in town will talk to me about the picnic area near Lincoln's farm. Although, could be because everybody thinks I'm one of those monster hunting idiots. Which I'm not, okay? I am an experienced professional who takes my work extremely seriously, and I am going to prove this if it's the last thing I ever...
Oh, Dr. Tucker, what have I told you about keeping samples in the fridge?
Although, to be honest, I think the biggest mystery on my hands is how I'm going to survive living with Lucille Kensington, stuck-up extraordinaire. So, if you guys don't hear from me again, it wasn't something in the woods that got me. Probably. Where the Stars Fell. Available now wherever podcasts are found.